Record, you don't trust me?
Okay, great. So the learning today should be a schus leila nishmas adiacha v'chaim elazav ben shem shenarye, as well as a schus leila nishama Reb Yaakov Yosef ben v'chaim Menachem ben Tzion. It should also be a schus for four shleima v'chaim Moshe Shua ben Malka chaim Dov ben Menorachol chanaleya b'shein Derachol and Abadati ben Peril and Rafal Avram Nisano ben Mashaliba. It should also be a schus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Abiel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Resteka. So today we start the new topic of bas daughters. So he says like this, we're on page 261. He says, I have observed a very disgraceful and terrible minug in many places. That a person, when he gives birth to a daughter, that people relentlessly make jokes and mock this misfortune. And they don't come out directly and say, they say, oh, your house is very cold. Sarchin gadol, your house smells very bad. Many similar types of comments that, so to speak, there's some sort of misfortune that he had a daughter instead of a son. To the point that a person who has a daughter wants to put a bag on his head and hide that he had a daughter instead of a son, because he's so ashamed and he doesn't want to get these insults. And it's so upsetting to me that I apply to them this, the pasuk, that someone who makes fun or insults a poor person, that he's insulting his maker. In other words, the concept is that when you go to a poor person and you start flashing him your wads of 100 and you flap your money in his face, so you're not only mocking him, which is a terrible thing, but you're also mocking the creator that made him poor. It's not his decision to be poor. We know many dumb people that are very wealthy. It's not a person's skill level that per se that makes them wealthy or poor. It's God. So if you go and you mock a person for being poor, you're mocking HaKadosh Baruch Hu really for making him poor. Similarly, if someone has girls or boys, they're not the one in charge of deciding which gender the child is. So it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so if they go and mock someone who has a daughter, it's loig larush. He haim miflois tamim deyim. The pasuk says that in Eiv, he says, there are certain things that are the wonders of the perfect tamim deyim, God who has perfect knowledge. So meaning these are things that are decided by God. Nim shehu anoisin abanim lemisha yirtzav abanus lemisha yirtzav. God decides who gets sons and who gets daughters. So if someone speaks out negatively against someone who has girls, he's speaking out against Hashem. Malvad is the late sonas kiravu. Besides for the fact that doing late sonas in and of itself is not a good thing, the Mesilas Yesharim says that the mida of late sonas prevents the person from reaching heights in Yiddishkeit, because he's not susceptible. He's not receptive to Musser. He makes leitzanos. So people who try to help him improve, he just mocks them. And so such a person cannot grow. Of Yaisemizah, turning on to page 262, even worse than this, Yeshtus Gadol Bektas Burim, there's this foolish conduct found amongst low people. Shem Yolda Ishtai Zachar, now in his own marriage, that if his wife gives birth to a boy, he shows a love, appreciation, honors her, and he avoids her. If she gives birth to a girl, he distances himself in his relationship with his wife. How foolish. And he says this abandonment will be great. How foolish are these people? What complaint do you have against your wife? If Hashem sent him a girl, I sent her a girl. Did she go to the market and choose the boy versus the girl? Why does he concern himself with things that are hidden by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That as if you think that had I had a son, things would be better. It's possible that having daughters was actually better for you than having sons. And he gives an example here, where Rav Chisda said that he was happy he had girls because they were able to marry Tamidei Chachamim, who were leaders of the generation who became his sons-in-law. Is it that their fortune and their mazel is somehow greater that they had boys versus girls? Indeed, we see many people who had daughters instead of amongst their sons, and their mazel was greater with the daughters than the sons. He says, simply having sons doesn't guarantee your success, because chalil v'chas, and this is true certainly nowadays, if you have boys who behave like girls. Now, I don't think he's talking about gender crisis issues, although that certainly could be added to the list. What he's talking about is he's talking about boys who act like girls in the sense that they're all caught up in their appearance and they're all caught up in chatting with their friends, things that the girls get involved in that prohibit a boy from devoting himself to Torah. But the point here is that some people think that why is a boy better than a girl? Because I have more control over the boys, especially nowadays with Shidduchim. I can control who they marry, I'm in the driver's seat, and I can make sure that they follow my legacy, and I have more control in not just who they marry, what type of business they go into, and what type of legacy they leave. But a girl, it all starts with who they're going to marry, and that side is going to control what she does, and what type of family she raises. So people think that the legacy with the son is going to be greater than a girl. And he says it's so foolish that we see so many times that the people who think they have it all figured out, it ends up blowing up in their face. And then someone who you think should be, you know, is poor or is not influential, suddenly makes a bigger roshim on the children than the other side that's wealthy and influential. And obviously, that's why this is a foolish mentality to have. Having sons who are going off is even worse than having daughters. He says, there are too many Ame Aratzim out there, as opposed to people who are looking to grow. He says, is the pain and suffering of the father of sons due to Torah that you have to teach them, meaning it's not easy breezy. We have chiyuvim on our sons that we don't have on our daughters. Lomai Torah, teaching them an umnis, teaching them, getting them married, right? All the chiyuvim, the five chiyuvim that fall on a father. The father doesn't have the same concerns with raising a daughter. That's going to fall on the mother. The mother is really going to be the one to shape the character of the child. So he starts off here with very strong words, and it sounds like in those days it was very people looked down on people who had girls. Nowadays, I don't see that this is the same. It seems like people are happy, and obviously there are different challenges that come with girls. But even if you have boys, you know, don't look at it and say Baruch Hashem, I have boys, and it's going to be easy because with Shidduchim, I'm in the driver's seat, and I'm not going to have to worry about the same problems. You have plenty of girls that get married without issues, and you have plenty of boys that do have issues in terms of Shidduchim. The point is, it's all in God's hands. So don't think that you have a layup and you have an advantage because you have one or the other. Let's end it here.